Hey, hey, Amadalev, starting the last shul on Daf Pei Dalad Amad Beis. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Boir Shebein Shtei Chatzeres Mufleges Mikoysel Ze Arbo Mikoysel Ze Arbo Ze Moitzi Ziz Kol Shehu Umemale Ze Moitzi Ziz Kol Shehu Umemale. First, to get a picture of what we're speaking about, we'll look in the Perish Chai 176, picture 51. So we have, there are two chatzeres, these are the two koislei hachotzer, and there's a chaloin that opens up into this area between the two chatzeres. And so Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, that if the boyer is muflig mikoysel ze arbo, it's four tfachim away from each chaloin, so in order for one to be mishtamish from the chaloin with the boyer, he has to make a zrike b'meshech arbo tfachim. So the halacha is, we'll see me'iker hadin, the halacha is that they're permitted to, each chalain is permitted to be doyle from the boyer. Even though both are mishtamish a yedei zrike from the boyer, since this is a zrike ba'avir, this is a zrike of four tvachim or more, so one doesn't asa. Now, als tzairich heker, we'll see klar in Rashi, there's a chiev to be moitzi aziz from each chaloin, and after the ziz, then we have a heker, and then it is permissible. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Boyer shebein shrei chatzeres. You have a boyer that is between two chatzeres, haprudais zumizu, which are separated one from the other. Umavsik beinehem, the area in between, is ka'ein movui cotton, like a small alley. The ein diyorin psuchin loy, but no one walks through this alley. Vahaber ba'oisai hefsik, the boyer which finds itself in this mokim that is mavsik between the both chatzeres, mufleges mikoysel ze arbo. It's muflig from each koysel dalet for. The ilav hochi, the muflig arbo. If it would not be muflig arbo, it would be samuch to each chaloim, havet hashmishe benachas. So it's considered that both chatzeres amish tamish benachas with this boy. Vahavi kemoisha haboyer chetzye bechotzozu vechetzye bechotzozu, since it's tashmishe benachas. So we consider that this boyer is as a chaylik of this chotzer and this chotzer. Sherishus neyem sheilet esbo. The rishus of both chatzeres are sheilet on this boir. Os nam b'mas nisin, boir shebein shtei chatzeres em memalim heimeno b'shabes. Sheze oyser al ze. Each one asses on the other. This is a boir shemishtam shem boi shneyem. And the only eitz is at sheyarvu. Either they should be ma'arev one with the other. Or they should make a mechitza tluye. Kachei shivri, not to say this was Rashi's Rebbe. That's how he explained the case over here. So what is the halacha? But so if they would be toich dalet for him, they would not be muflig from the boyer, so then the shimush and the boyer would be also for both of them. But since they are muflig, zem moitzi ziz kol shehu mikaisoloi ad leboyer, so he's moitzi aziz, umemalei derech haloinei, vechein zem, he also does the same thing. The kivin du mufleges dalet, since the boyer is muflig dalet from each chotzer, loy sholti be lesser ze al ze. So since the tashmish of each chotzer in that bear is, it's not samuch, it's muflik. So it is not considered that they have schusay tashmish in this mokim, le sholti be lesser zelze. So this tashmish of zrike be muflik does not answer. So memele, so it is not considered a bear shel shneim. Umishum sheirishus lishneim b'mavoi ay l'chayre, let this area be considered arishus shel shneim, because they both go out through the mavoi namilek. Shein diureyen psuchin chayre it's l'mavoi davstein or loy. Shein diureyen psuchim loy, because the diurem do not go out to this area. Lot says v'lovi beregel. The ain't tashmish don bekach, so the only shimush that they have in this area is ela derech avil. It is only derech avil that the only shimush is that the zayrek the dli from their chaloin into the boil, and it's muflik, it's not samuch. Ubedinu disease nami loyli boy, so a tashmish derech avil does not answer. It's not considered that shushush name shalet is boy. It's like no one's reshus is shalet. A tashmish derech avil does not answer. So therefore, disease nami loyli boy. Elamishum heker ba'alme shelo yishtamshu birshus achere shel shnayim beloy eret. So even though this is not a rishus shel shneim, but in order to avoid that shelo yishtamshu in a real shus shel shneim, shimhochi misakni oche pulte. So this is a pesatikin pulte, this heker that one has to be careful when there's rishus shneim sheletes boy. It doesn't, without a heter it doesn't go. See, here you need a heter of a heker. And when there's a real reshush name sheletes boy, then you need then you'll need a real heter. Well, the chavosai, we find a similar case that the emison, there's no, in this seer, there's no issa whatsoever. The chazal wa matzrech a heker, that one should not be matter in a different case. What is the case? If the chavosa itma b'mesach Shabbos b'peirik hazayrik. Svine, Rav Huna Omar, moitzei heimeno ziz kol shuhu umemale. Let us look at the Peirish Chai. 52. We have a svine. Now, the svine is, we have here, so this man the Yoma holds that the mayim in the yam is equivalent to avil. That what the yam is a karmelist, that means the karkois hayam is a karmelist. So memele, the yam that is over the karke is considered like a mokim ptur, where he is, it's lemaila miyud, it's a mokim ptur. So meiker adin, one would be permitted to be doile mayim from the yam into the svin. It's not from a kamalis into a reshus ayochid. It's from a mokim ptur to a reshus ayochid. Say the Gemara says, svin ravuna omar, moitzei hemeno ziz kolshu, umemale, umekmina lohosom, de ene ele heker ba'alme. This is a heker. The loilaisi litil tule mi kamalis acheres reshus ayochid. V'yam legabi mili svirelei delav kamalisu. Ayam is not a kalmus. Elo karkoisa. The karkoisa ayam is a kalmus. Avol avira demaye mokim tu. Demaye command the less nudomi. Because demaye is command the less ne, some emailis or some mokim tu. But lutzeire heker, since it looks like a kalmus, people might mistake that the mayim also is a din kamus. That's why they were matzrich a heker. So Rashi learns pshat that be'emesin tashmish al-yidei avir does not answer. No, they were matzrich a heker when there'll be a real oifen that there are three tashmishim that are shoylet in one mokim. Here, this is not a real tashmish. No, it is a tashmish that is matzrich a heker. That is how Rashi learns, and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz also learns like this. The Tosfos HaRosh wants to say, we'll see it later in the Gemara, till Tachsim comes out a little bit more geshmakia, the Tosfos HaRosh says that Be'emesin, they hold that Tashmish Ayidei Avir Shmo Tashmish. It is a Tashmish Lesser. But when is it a Tashmish Lesser? If one is Mamish Mishtamish in this Mokim, and the other has a Tashmish Avir, then it asks Me'ikaradim. So in this case, where both are Mishtamish Ba'avir, it doesn't ask Me'ikaradim. So here they were Matzrich a Heker. But it says, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, Be'etzem Tashmish Avir, Amol is Bekoyach Lesser. If one is Mishtamish, a Tashmish Gmura, so then the Tashmish Ayde Avir does Asa. According to the Ritus Loshen of Rashi, Be'emesin Tashmish Avir Mikra did never Asa. No, they were Matzrich a Heker, Otu Amokim, when there are three Tashmishim, which are Shoylet B'mokimech. Bekitzel, so Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur said that in order to be matir, it is sufficient with a heker. And what is the heker? The heker is zem moitzi ziz kolshu. Verav Yehuda dide yoma afil kanye. Rabbi Yehuda said you don't have to be moitzi aziz afil kanye. So trashi afil kanye de loiminker kule hai shori. A kanya would seem is smaller than a ziz. This would seem, the Ritva brings down machloikis, what Rabbi Yehuda was meisiv and Shmuel. So the Rashba says that Rabbi Yehuda was meisiv and Shmuel, that ziz kolshu one should take with a grain of salt. Kolshu can mean a tefa. So according to Shmuel, akvan from the Loshen ziz kolshu, I would think you need a tefa. Rabbi Yehuda was meisiv afilu kanya. You don't even need a small shear of tefach. That is how the Rashba holds, and the Musim Rashi also learns like that. The Ritva himself wants to say that aziz is a dover kavua, and Rabbi Yehuda was maisev afilu akone, which is a dover arai, is also sufficient. Let's say rechekel. Omalei Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, Hode Rav Yehuda di Shmuel hi. This memra of Rav Yehuda originates from Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and of Shmuel. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, this memra originates from Shmuel. The Ide Rav, because according to Rav, ha'omar in odom oiser al chaveiroi derech aver. A person doesn't aser al chaveiroi derech aver. Zrika b'meshech balatvochim, that doesn't aser. That's what Rav holds. So according to Rashi, so that means, and according to Shmuel al koponim, it asers afazoi vait that you need a heker. According to the Tosfos HaRosh, it's more geshmak. I mean, Shmuel Taka holds it asos. In the Tashmish Adei Ava does aso. But if both are Mishtamish Adei Ava, then it doesn't aso me'iker, then it only asos that Yematzer Cheheke. Zogt Rashi, V'hode Rav Yehuda, the boy tikun kolshu, the Shmuel he. He says, the Shmuli, Mishmul Rabbi Gomolo, the Tzorich Tikun Tzas. The Tashmish Aver al Koponim needs a Tikun Tzas. The Ider Rav, Davinami Rabbi, Mineiloi Gomolo. This he Zichen never heard from Rav. Because Rav holds, Doin Odom, Oyser al Chaveiroi, the Tashmish Mufle Kose, a Tashmish Mufle, a Tashmish Aver. Which is muflik, dalet vochim, Rav holds doesn't answer. She tzorech lizlek dli ba'avir dalet vochim, v'afilu kanye leitzorech, afilu atikin koldu, you also don't need, according to Rav. Frag de gemore udishmuel meheche. So Rashi explains that there was a a misunderstanding in the Gemara. The Shmuel Mehecha, Me'eze Memre de Shmuel, Salke Daite da Abaye, Le Mishme de Rab Yehuda mi de Shmuel Gomala. Which Memre of Shmuel did Abaye see that Rab Yehuda learned from this Memre that Al Kapone Matash Mishavir does Asa? That you need a Tikkun Al Kapone. So now Rashi says as follows. I mean, look, there's a big problem. What's that? Mezun beize memra. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Shmuel. So Rashi, Sal kedai tachashte, the chishom ha'abaye lohoda Rav Yehuda. The Gemara held now that when Abaye heard this memra of Rav Yehuda, milse ba'anpei nafshe shoma. He did not hear the memra the way we have it. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Shmuel. Rav Yehuda didei Omar. No, he heard a separate memra of Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Yehuda, Boir Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, Muflagis Arbo Mikan Umikan, Ze Moitzi Kone Kolshu Umemale. He did not hear the first memra. Vloishoma Behed Yehod Shmuel. He did not hear the first memra, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, that did he exist. The Allah the Hod Shmuel disease Koshu Shoba Abaye Lord Rav Yehuda. If Abaye would have heard the way we are goyres, that first is a member of Rav Yehuda of Shmuel Nidaziz, and then Rav Yehuda today says that Velakon is good. Mighty boil on the Shmuel Meheche. Where do you see that Shmuel holds Nidatikon? Hahoch Hashmin Shmuel Behedi. The boy Tikon Shmuel said Klo. That you need a ticket, need a ticket ziz. So Abaye did not know that the Gemara learned in the meantime. Abaye did not know the Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. He just was aware of the Rav Yehuda's memory that you need a ticket kon. So the Gemara says, Ilei memahod Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Oh. Maybe from this memra of Shmuel we see that Shmuel holds that Tashmish Avir is Oiso. What did Rav Nachman of Shmuel say? Gag hasomuch lushu sarabim. Tzorich sulam kavua lahatira. You need a sulam kavua to be misalik the Tashmish of the Bnei Rishu sarabim. So the Gemara and the Havamina learned that the Shimush of the Bnei Rishus Harabim is equivalent to a Tashmish Ava. And if Shmuel would hold that a Tashmish Ava does not need a Tikkun, so you wouldn't need a Sulam Kavu over here. And for the Gemara, what's the Raya from the Shmuel? Dulma Kedarav Pope. Maybe the reason you need a Sulam Kavu is because of the Shimush of Kumsa Visudram. And this is not considered a Tashmish Avir. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Tzorich Sulam Kavu. That Rav Nachman of Shmuel said you need a Sulam Kavu. The Eloi Bnei Rishus Harabim Osri Alei Derech Avir. If we would say that a Shimush Derech Avir does not answer. Now who says this is a Shimush of Derech Avir? She'ein Gag Zeroi L'Tashmishon Elim Kein Zerken Olav Shum Dovo. You can't be Mishtamish Behedye on the Gag. You have to be Zerik from the Rishus Harabim on the Gag. The stam reshus harabim, iker chifufi samoch likasolim. A stam reshus harabim, there were barriers between the reshus harabim. Let us see picture 55. There were barriers between the reshus harabim and the bayis, that the agolis should not go and bang into the batim. So there were barriers there. So the shimush of the Bnei Rishus Harabim and the Gag was a shimush avir. The loy Bnei Rishus Harabim osro derech avir shein gag zeroy letashmish nalkin zeken olav shum dover. The stam Rishus Harabim ike chifuf yisomach leksolam umisrach kim al kolcho. So al kolcho Al kochach, you see that Shmuel holds that Tashmish Avir does aser. And for the Gemara, Dilmiki the Rav Pope. That the Shimush of Nereshus Arabim is Bekumse Vesudre. Shetashmish Gomo hu lahen Bekumse Vesudre. This is a Tashmish Gomo. Rashi is very unclear why this is a Tashmish Gomo. If the problem was Chafufi, that they can't get close to, to the Gag, so it's very unclear why Kumsa Vesudra, here Rashi says, Tigmod Amin El, Elam Kain Zerken Olof Shum Dovo, the Stam Rishu Sarami Kechfufi. Then the Gemara says that no, Duma Kedra Pope, so Rashi, Tashmish Gomo Hulem, this is a Tashmish Gomo, Bekumsa Vesudra. Let us see Taisus. Taisus is a little bit more clearer. Taisus says as follows. Duma kidarab pope. Bekumse visudra. So Taisus says like this. Mikoris al kedaitoch. That the tashmish is the airi b'masois kvedim. That the shimush of the b'nei reshus harabim is the machatef and the gag heavy masois. The oison. Now by masois kvedim ein regilim lehiskarev lekesolim. They don't get close to the koisel, the mishtamshim begag al yedei zrike. So that they're makatev on the gag, that is al yedei zrike. Kegoin oison shemavshilin masois bimakolois al kespeim. Let us look at picture 56 on page 177. Those who carry masois al kespeim, Makolis, Sharoitzim Lekatev Mechatvim Alagak, Vieshevsik Dalid Mina Ave Ulagak. So there, this Shimush is a Shimush of Zrike Behevsik Ave. Umishani Bekumsa Besudushu Dobo Kal Ulagirin Liskale, Liskarev Lekoisel. Here they can get closer to the Koisel. He says, by a heavy masui, they can't get close. Could be, Taisus also means with the chafufi. They can't get close. So there the tashmish is only a day zrikas avir. But over here, they can get close. Vlehavi derech avir. So Taisus is mevayer. He says, it's a different type of a shimush. This is a shimush, not derech avir. Rashi is not too clear what Rashi means. She tashmish gomuru lehem. Rashi means like Taisus, it's unclear. Al Koponim, so the Gemara is saying, from this memra of Shmuel, we do not see that Shmuel holds that Tashmish Avir is Shmo Tashmish. Could be the Shimush of the Bnei Rishus Arabim is Kumsa Besudra. Elo, and for the Gemara, Meho, that what Abaye said, that Rav Yehuda is b'shem Shmuel is because taki this memre. He said over this memre b'shem Shmuel zemaitziz is kol shum emalei zemaitziz is kol shum emalei taimed da apek davke if he was maitzi aziz then he's permitted to be daila from the boyer aloi apek but if he was not maitziz is amridno adamaisal chavei roi derech apek. But without a ziz, al kaponim, it is also to be doyle. Zogt Rashi, elam eho, da Abaye shomo lid Rav Yehuda milsa de Shmuel. Abaye heard the first memre of Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. V'hochi komar Abaye. Ho de boy Rav Yehuda kanye, that what Rav Yehuda said. That you need a kone mishmul gomalo. The memra of Rabbi Yehuda originates from Shmuel. That he had mentioned before the boy tikkun. The shayrish of the memra of Rabbi Yehuda is Shmuel. That you need a tikkun. But also lashminon. So now Rabbi Yehuda is saying the Shmuel rabbi loves this davke omal. Not that the tikkun is to be davke aziz. The Kimloy boy is this Dalit, does this call Shuoma, Yav Rabbi Yehuda Minei, do Adin Lekan. That is, so, according to Rav, Tashmish Ava Zloishmei Tashmish, so Memele, you don't need even a Tikkun Kodok. Fragt die Gemara, und der Rav Meheche, where do we see that Rav holds that a Tashmish Aver does Nasa Ilai Memeho Steig Zusteroi Zu Lamaila Mizu, there are two Zusteroi, one is higher than the other. Also Mechitzel El Yoino, the El Yoino made a Mechitzel, also Mechitzel Tachtoinem. And the Tachtoin is Mishtamish, Bel Yoin, Ishtayim, Asuris, Atche, Ya'arvu. Ve'omar Rav, Unomar Rav, Lo Yishonu, Elo, Bismucho. That is Davke, if the Shtug Zosteroi is Asomuch, it's Toich Dalet. Avo, Bimuflag, is Arbo, but if it's Muflag, El Yoin, Muteres, Ve'tachtoin, Asura. But so then, if it's muflig, so then the alyoin is mutter, because the tachtoine, he doesn't have schusay shimush in the alyoin, because it's a tashmish ave. Alyoin mutter, so tachtoine asur, because the tachtoine is taking the dli from its reshus and putting it into the reshus of the alyoin. Aber al kaponim, we see that Rav says, al yoine muteres. So we see klar, that a tashmish avir, we see klar that Rav holds that a tashmish avir does not ask. That's why al yoine muteres. Zegt Rashi. Uder Rav meheiche shaminen den odom oisal chaveri derich avir, elo besmucha. When Ashtay Masuris Bismucha Shaino Yoina Meshucha Michanagedach Tachtoine Bemeshech HaKoisel Dalet Vochem, it is Toich Dalet Vochem. V'Avol Gav De Gevoya Mimenu Asor, even though it's High Asor, but Al Kaponim, it's not Rochik Dalet. Rav Letaimei, Rav holds Dom Aloze Bishilshul. Del Yoin is Mishtamish the Gzustere and the Boyer of the Gzustere Bishulsh, Lozeb is Rike, Shneim Asurim, Tetashmish, the Shulsos Rike, Choshev Tashmish, Avo Bemufleges. But what if the Tachtoin is Mufleg, it's Daledom, Omechenegdom, Dalen. Kivin de ein le tachtoine kan elo tashmish muflig bimeshech. In order for the tachtoine to be mishtamish, you need a tashmish muflig bimeshech. In going horizontally, you have a tashmish muflig. Zehu avir, that's called tashmish avir, vilav tashmishu. So therefore, it won't answer. So this is the member of Ra. Loi matzino loshen afloge b'shas b'goiva, elo b'hamshoche. Kedisna b'masnisim medomum b'smucha b'muflagis, and that's speaking about horizontally. So from there we see that Rav holds that a tashmish ave is loish mo tashmish. Frag de gemore, dumishani hoche, no. Could be tashmish aver is yoshmei tashmish. Ay, why doesn't the tachtoine aser and al yoine? The kiv in the lozeb is rike vishilshu, lozeb ishilshu lechudeim, ki lozeb is rike lozeb pesach domi. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi shani hoch. The kiv in the lozeh, the tachtoin, bezrikas avil, in order for him to get his dli into the gzuster el yoine, so you need three factors. You need zrikas avil. He has to cover the ground, the dalet tvochim, which is between both of them. O zrikas goiva. He has to throw it higher also. Bishilshul, and in order to be mishtamish in the bayir, he did this the shilshul. Ulozeh bishilshul lechudei shemishalshul dli liyam, ki lezeh bepesach, lezeh bezrika domim. Avol, so there, that means, here's like three strikes against him. Zrikas Mesher, Zrikas Goiva, Shulshul, and he only has Shulshul, so that's there, it is equivalent to Lezeba Pesach, Lezeba Zrika Dami. Aval Gabi Ber, the Shneim Shavim Baflage, La'olam Ein Malach V'Yosri. It could be that there Rav is made in the Bulasa. Elos, we don't have a Raya yet, what Rav holds by Zrikas Adem. Elo Moho. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Babu, Omar Rav. Shnei Batim, Visholoish Chuvois B'Neim. Let us look into, on page 177, picture 57. We have here two Batim on the two extremes, the two sides. And then we have between the two batim, we have three chulbas. One next to the bayis on the right, one next to the bayis on the left, and one in the middle. It says like, so steht, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Baravu, Omar Rav, Shnei batim, Visholoish chulbois b'neim. Zem mishtamish b'samach sheloy ayidei zrike. So this one is mishtamish with the chuba that is close to him. Ayidei zrike. Zem mishtamish b'samach sheloy ayidei zrike. Vem tzoi, and the middle chuba, also is us. Let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, v'gimul chuvais b'neim, mechitzois prutzois, zu lazu. Now Rashi says, v'ein behen diyoyrim, no one is living in these chuvis, number one, v'ein lahem b'ilim, and they don't belong to anyone. Elo b'nei habotim ha'elu. So we'll see in Taisvus Klora, Rashi holds, that even though no one is living in any of these chubis, if these chubis would belong to another person, so then it would not be permissible to be zeirik from the bayis on the right side into the chuba that's next to them, zeirik from one rishus to the other rishus. So therefore Rashi says, no one is living there and it doesn't belong to anyone. So the Chayshim Mishpatik writes to these chuvas belong to the batim surrounding them. Ve'ein lahem ben diyerim, ve'ein lahem baylem, el b'nei ha-batim ha'ilu, v'yesh ha-loynis be-batim psuchim l'chuv. Ze mishtamish b'chuvo ha-smuch ha-loy, derech ha-loynis al-yedei zrike. So he's mishtamish in the chubas mukhaloi, hoyol ve'ein loy bo tashmish gomo b'chol. So now Rashi says, hoyol ve'ein loy bo tashmish gomo b'chol. Since he doesn't have a tashmish gomo b'chol, she'ein loy bo pesach pesuach lo. There's no pesach pesuach eloch haloim. So he only has a tashmish gerua. Ein pirzes ha-mechitza oyser. So Rashi had another kasha. L'chayre, if the middle one is also to both of them, or the last one is also al koponim to the first one, so l'chayre, the reshus is being mishtamish with, it's poritz b'milui, to the middle one and to the last one. So l'chayre, how is each one permitted to be mishtamish with the chuba in the chuba that is next to him? So Rashi says, Ayesot, since this is not a shimush gomel, ve'ein loy bo tashmish gomel b'chir, she'ein loy bo pesach pesuch, he doesn't go into the chuba, elach haloyin, so a shimush gorua, not a shimush gomel, ein pirtzes ha-mechitza oisere. So that, what is aloche, that poritz b'miluoy, lamokim osoloy, that is davkev, he's mishtamish a shimush gomel. But if it's not a shimush gomel, ein pirtzes ha-mechitza oisere. So mutol ishtamish b'kulo. Ve'hu ein yochel lehishtamish derech harein lemelchik. Now, he cannot, now here Rashi is speaking about the practical aspect. והוא אינו יוכל להשתמש דרך הלוין למלכת, to be משתמש דרך הלוין in the middle chulbe, or in the last chulbe, הוא אינו יוכל להשתמש דרך הלוין למלכת על ידי זריקה. That's the only way he could be משתמש practically. וחברוי אינו יוסר עליו. So his chavo does not asa. Paaf al pi she mishtamish bo b'choyl b'zrike, she zoyrek derech aver sheloi b'pilce at toich chul b'zu. That means, let us see, we have over here in the picture, this is the gimel. That means, if we'll see the arrows, that each one during the week, that means they throw in from his chaloin to the chulbe, to the chulbe on the other side. Each one does this. That's the only way they can be mishtamish. But since this is a shimush, of derech aver, ein ay oyser al chaveri derech aver. שאין לו אולף תשמיש אלא ידי אבר. אבל בסמוך לחברוי לא ישתמש, אבל בסמוך לחברוי לא ישתמש אפילו בזריקה. היו ויש לחברו בו תשמיש נויך בשול של סומך לחלוינה. So he doesn't answer. That's number one. He doesn't asa on him because he has tashmish aver. And then number two, besmuch alavei l'shtamish afilu bezrike, because by smuche, each chaloin is a schush shimush of shilshul. So memele, this is considered, the chulbe that is samuch to the chaloin is considered the chulbe shaloisei chaloin, because he's not mishtamish derech avir, he's mishtamish derech shilshul. So in that chulbe, he's not allowed to, the other one's not allowed to throw into. He won't ask if he does throw into, even though he does throw into during the week. But that's rika doesn't ask because that's a tashmish avir. But in Shabbos, he's not allowed to throw it, because he's throwing from his reshus into Yenim's reshus. Now, let us go a little further. And the Mtsoi is also. Now, the Mtsoi is also is difficult to understand. Why is the Mtsoi also? The Mtsoi L'choire is Tafenshenz Neufen Atashmish Avir of both of them. And if we are saying, that means L'choire is a stira minayubay. Here we're saying that Rav holds that Atashmish Avir does not asa. So therefore, the chulbe that samuch lechaloinoi, each one is permitted to be mishtamish in that chulbe. Even though during the week, yena is zoirek, derech avir, batashmish avir does nasa. So now the shaila is, why the middle chulbe is also. What, afenshenz neufen, the only way they are mishtamish in the middle chulve is with a tashmish aver, it's muflig midalat tvochim. So we have to understand why is the middle chulve also. That's what the Gemara is going to be meira now. Yosef Rav Brune, v'koma lohoshmait, he told over this memra of Rav. Omar loy Rabbalozo. So Rabbalozo told Rav Brune, Bar bei Rav, Omar Rav Hochi, Rav said this? Omar loy in? Yeah. He said this. Telling you. Achvile ishpizo. Show me where he lives. I have to ask him personally. Achvile. Osa le kamede Rav. Omar loy, Omar Mar Hochi, you said this? Omar loy in? Yeah. I said it. I said that Tashmish Abba doesn't answer. Omalei v'omaru da omar loze b'shulshu loze b'zrike shneyem asurim Omalei misavres dekaime keshure loy dekaime kechatsure. Now let's skip this top Rashi. We'll come back to it soon. But before, let us just know what the case is speaking about. The kaima kechatsuve, now the Gemara is machadish as follows. Let us look at picture 59. So picture 59, we see as follows, that the emtsoi does not mean, that means like this, that as we study the picture, there's a chuve that is samach to each chaloyim, and that is mutter to each chaloyim. And even though the other chaloyim is a tashmish avir into my chuve, it doesn't asa. And then we have, looking in the back of the picture, we have a chuve gimel. In chuve gimel, both chaloynes are mishtamish in chuve gimel. And as we'll see the picture, both are mishtamish ayidei shulshul. So chuve gimel is also because both have a shimush ayidei shulshul. And chuve beis ubeis is mutter because one has a shimush ayidei shulshul, the other has a shimush ayidei tashmish ave. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rav Hochi, bitmiye, the Rabbalazo Sova, meet the Omar Rav Emtsoi Osa. If Rav said that Emtsoi is Osa, va'afalpi, sheyesh hefsik aver chulboi, beinoi, ulabatim. Now if we picture it as the first picture, the Emtsoi is Osa. So in order that the shimush that the two chaloynes have in the mtsoi, this is a shimush of tashmish ava. In order to be zoyrik to the mtsoi, you have to go, each one goes through the chulbe that is samuchlot. Yeah. Va'af al pishi esh hefsik avil chulbe beinoi ulebate. Shmamino odom oyser al chaveri derech aves virole. So we see klor that Rav holds that one asses derech aves. V'taymo dismuchim. So now we have to understand if one does. Now we see from that what emtsoi is also. So now we have to understand. So why are dismuchim mutorim? Mishum de tashmishan kosher lechitzaynim. So we have to say that the reason that the smuchim are kosher, because it's lozeb is rike, lozeb is shilshul. That is why the chitzaynim are mutter. So Rabbi Lezer said that das pastach nish farav. Rav holds that lozeb is rike, lozeb is shilshul, shneim asur. V'amaru diyoma alma afo gab de shilshul noyach mizrike. Aber hoyl de einoy mamish la echad mehem ke pesach lo yisharin elei lechad minay v'nat mata v'chinami ma'achad einoy ke pesach lo yiloze v'lo yiloze. The tashmish of the chaloyin is not a tashmish of pesach, it's a tashmish of shilshul. Is afal gav de nachas loze mizay, even though his shimush is easier than his shimush, literally, it should be also because for that lozeb is rika, lozeb is shilshul. It's bishloim if you would hold tashmish ave lo yishma tashmish. Smell, it's very good. So in order for the one, the chaloyin on the opposite side, his shimush is a tashmish ave, which never asks. But you hold tashmish ave does ask because we see them tzoi is also. If them tzoi is also, so why doesn't he ask? The samuch, and for the so Rav told him, "Misovres ta avidi kishure." Do you picture this case of shalish chulbes that they're in a row, zu eitzel zu, shetehei achitzoyne mavsekes, that the chulba achitzoyne is mavsek, bein habayis ulemtzoy, between the bayis and the emtzoy. The teisach hadaitach that you'll prove from this other moise derech aver svirili, that I hold that a person asks derech aver. The tikshiloch smuchim nami litzru, now you have a kasha, if you ask a derech aver, so the smuchim should also be yours. Aitzel zebezrika zebezhush, I hold it's also. Loi, I never held that. Da avidi kechatsuva. The three chubis are laid out like a segel. ושלושתון סמוכים לבטה, ולתבי הסמוך לבטה. האמצוי כנגד השתיים, האמצוי is מכוון כנגד השתיים, like we have in picture 59. Yeah. כשלושה רגלי הקן, כאן הלכך. הסמוכים מתורים, so now we make a סחק, הסמוכים מתורים, דן אדם או ישראל חבר דרך אביר. That means that the chaloin that's opposite him is only shimush, and that chub is derech avir. So you don't have to derech avir. Vimtzoi is also the shnei mishtam shimbo b'shulshan. There, the mtzoi is also because both are mishtamish b'shulshan. Urishu shnei yemi. This is rishu shnei. Va'af alga. Faktrashi nochemu dekashe. How are the smuchim muta v'afal gav de shtayim asmuchais putzais v'afal gav de shtayim asmuchais putzais lemtsoi hois l'choyre de shtayim asmuchis aporutz to the emtsoi v'yachme rabbonon b'mokim she'ein loy tashmish gomo rashi before mentioned this vore she'i osom mishum porutz b'miluy. He says, since he doesn't have a tashmish gomo, so there's no iser of poritz b'miloy. Now let us see the top rash. V'emtzoi osa lekamei meforish taime. Later the Gemara is going to explain why the emtzoi is osa, because Rav holds b'emesin tashmish aver is loishmo tashmish. So they're speaking about avive kechatzuve ushneyem habatim smuchim, both batim is not tashmish aver, it is tashmish shilshul, because both batim are samuch to the emtsoi. Fragt Rashi, so we see from over here, that since both batim are samuch to the emtsoi, so that and even though the boyer is dalet tvachim away, and the shimush of the boyer is derech avir, tashmish derech avir, but on the area, on both sides of the boyer, that's samuch to the chaloyim, there you have a shimush of shilshul, there you have a shimush of shilshul. So each one is mishtamish in this movui, al yedei shilshul. Yeah. Zogt Rashi, wafel gav dike lakshi de boir del el domi lem tsoi. The boir del el is similar to the chul bem tsoi. Why? What's the similarity? Shrei shnei abatim smuchim laver amovi. Both of them are close to the aver amovi. And both are mishtamish bishul shul. The e mishum, you'll tell me. Shiesh hefzik arbo beinoi lechol echot. I just say, yeah, that's true. He's mishtamish on one side. He's mishtamish on the other side, derech shilshul. But in between these two, there's a hefsik of dalet tvachim. In between these two, there's a hefsik of dalet tvachim. So this hefsik, so a male, it's not cool that I'm mishtamish in your rishus and you're mishtamish in my rishus. We're separated by this area in between. Hochinami zutachashi by them tsoi is also ike hefsik. Kol chlal chuba emtsois. Let us look at picture 59. So the if we look, we'll study picture 59. So the gimel on both sides, that's the shimush of shilshul that each chaloin has, and that is on the sides of the chuba. Now the whole middle area of the chuba, there is no shimush of shilshul. There's also only a shimush of derech avir. So you see that since both of them are mishtamish in one chulbe, so it's called a chulbe shel shteim. Even though the shimush is only on the sides of the chulbe, but it is considered a chulbe shel shteim mishtamshim boy. Like the chashi, because it should be a movish the shneim mishtamshim boy. That's chashi's kash. V'imishum shesh hefzik abo beidei l'chol echot, so it's not considered that Abmovi Shoshnei, Mochinami Kehefsi Kol Chlal Chubem Tzois. You have the whole area of this middle chube, which are also mamishtamish b'shilshul. V'kula asura lozelas, afilo rechove kama amis. Afilo it's rochev kama amis. Because it's one area, and both have schusay shimush, so it becomes a reshushal thing. So the same way by the Movich it also was, so why Leitrav is this mutter? Zotrashi Leitiksho. You shouldn't ask such a kasha. Why? The ilu chuve mishtamshim bo tashmisha is halbe. In this chuve, there are many tashmishim. Bein besomuch. Na mishtamish bishilshu. Bein berochoik. They throw into the middle of the chulve. So Mamela says, the shimush barachik is command the less, but that's tashmishab. But there is a shimush besomuch. So Mamela, since both of them are mishtamish besomuch, so we have one area which is nishtamish al yidei shnei chaloinis, so this is considered a reshush of shnei. Avol hoche leka tashmish elom milui. Here, this movoi between the two chatzeres, there is no shimush besomuch. The whole shimush is al yedei milui. Vahu al yedei aflogas avir abohu. And the shimush is a shimush of arbo. So b'meile, so it's very good. So according to Rav, the shimush, in this mavui is only a shimush derech ave, because here they don't use the sides which are smuchim to the chaloin. They only use the bayer. So their shimush in this mavui is only a shimush tashmish derech ave. So memele, so therefore it doesn't ask according to Rav. Mashen came by the chube, the chube mtsoi, they're both mishtamish besamuch. So if they're mishtamish besamuch, so memelus it's called a chub shel shtei. Zog Tosfos. Beir shebein shtei chatzeres mufleges mikoisel ze dalet. Perish bekuntres. Sheyesh bein shtei chatzeres. There are between two chatzeres. Ke'ein mavui kotten. A small alley. Like people do not go out of this alley. In this area between the two chatzeres, there's a boir in between. Since the boir is dalid away from the chaloin, loy sholti be lesser ze al ze. So this shimush is not a shimush lesser. Umishum shei reshus lishneim b'movin namilek. It shouldn't be considered reshus lishneim because they go out of the movi. It's also not, does not apply here. Shein diyoyren psuchim loy. There are no diyoyren psuchim loy losses v'lovi beregel. They do not go out. Vein mishtam shimboy elo derech haver. The old shimush that the two chatzeres have, the mishtamish derech ave, they throw the dli into the boy. Ubedin hu dafil aziz nami loini boy, you wouldn't need aziz either. Elamishim heke ba'alme, shle yishtam shubishu sachere shoshnayim b'loy erev. If you'll have a real rishu shoshnayim, shmochim misakni hochi put, is make a tikim put of aziz. Olera, so it comes out, but that is only according to Shmuel, because Shmuel holds al kaponim tashmish aver needs al kaponim a tikkun. Obol olera, v'loy tzorech shum tikkun. Dein odom oisa al chaveroi derechav. That is the sugi. V'rashi hiksha ba'atzmoy. This is the Rashi we just learned now. Rashi asked, b'somuch t'gabi shnei batim v'sholeish chuveis b'neim. Them tzoi also, the middle chuve is also. Umuki lohu and the gemara, that's a zayin dekai miki chatzuve. That the chuves are situated like a segel. The chihei dem tzoi bekulei, so Rashi, yes, just like over there. The emtzoi, the middle chuve bekulei also lishneim. It is also for both of them to use the whole middle chuv. Why? Mishum shekol echad mishtamish bedal das muchem beloyave. Since each one has a shimush in this chuve, even though the shimush is a shimush of shilshul, but al kaponim it's a shimush. So both have a shimush in this one chuve, so it's called a chuve shel shnei. Hachinami, so Rashi, yes, yosro zel ze movi koton. So here it should also wasa, the kivin, the kol echad, yochel, ishtamish, barbo, asmuchim loy. Since each one can be mishtamish with the arbo, tvochim, asmuchim loy. The kivin shahamovu yoso, so since the movu is also, because it's a movu shosh name, hech yochel ishal shalmalas minabayel lechotza derchave hamovu yoso, it's an also the kimovu, it's a movu shosh name. The tirit, so Rashi answered on this kashid leidom. The ilu chuve mishtamshim bo nami besomu. The chuve de mishtamish nami besomach de mishtamish b'shulshul avol hoche b'movoi leko shum tashmish. The whole tashmish de mishtamish in the movoi is elamilui. Uaydei aflogis avir dalet. This is a shimush of aflogis avir dalet. That's tashmish avir. Tashmish avir loy shmo tashmish. That is Rashi's teretz. V'ri meforetz. The Ri wants to say a different teretz. Because Rashi makes an akimte that the movi, they have no use of a tashmish shilshul. And by the chuba, they do have a use of a tashmish shilshul. The Ri meforish, kegoin shezeh haboyer moishech kol oirech achatzeiris. The boyer is moishech kol oirech achatzeiris. Let us see picture 53. That this boyer was mamish acharitz. That was, let's say, Omok Yud, and was Mavdil between the area which is Somuch to the two Chaloins. So what do we accomplish with this Teretz and Mamela? So we can say that they are Mishtamish Somuch. But this is Tubas, and they don't have a Shimush or Shteim in one area. I'm Mishtamish, the Chaloin on the right is Mishtamish on his side. The Chaloin on the left is Mishtamish on his side, and the two sides are Muvdol to the Boyer, which is Mavsik the whole Oirech Hamovi. So therefore, it's not considered a Rishus Shel Shteim. Masha'en came by the Chube, it's one large Chube, so that's considered a Rishus Shel Shteim. V'rim Mefosh Kegoin Shezeh HaBoyer, Moishech Kol Oirech HaChatzeres, Mavsik, Bein Daud Asmuchem Lechotz Azul Abo Asmuchem Lechotz Achers, Tachosh V'Kolchad Rishus Shel Inapshe. Monterz, Inami Oimari, כגוין שאויסי הפסק שבין שתי חצר שבי רואים את שם אין הרשוס היוחד, אלא רשוס הרב מי קרמלס. So the minute we say it's רשוס הרב מי קרמלס, so he's איך נעת משתמש בסמוך, because now I'll have to take out from the חלוין to a רשוס הרב מי קרמלס. Aye, if it's רשוס הרב מי קרמלס, so how are they משתמש to take out מים from the boil? ומחיצס הבויר גבוהי מסור. But the מחיצס הבויר גבוהי מסור, this is picture 54. This is picture 54. So ממילא, so we see how he throws in the דלי into the בויר, that's from one רשוס היוחד, to another רשוס היוחד, דרך אב רשוס הרב. Yeah, מחיצס הבויר גבוהי מסור. דרך שממלם מן הבויר לחוצר, מביא אין דרך, Milamaila miyut. You're going lamaila miyut. Tahavi mokim ptur. So that means it's always going. It's mershus ayochid, lershus ayochid. Derech avi rishus arab. Derech lamamiyut. Dava mokim ptur. Kinamrinim bishmaitin, which is lamamiyut, which is mokim ptur. Kinamrinim bishmaitin, bishnei bat, bishnei tzidu rishus arab. Damut alizrik mizel is there. That is permissible to be zerik from one to the other. Because, unless there's a chashash, it might fall into the Rishus HaRabim, but like this, it is permissible. So, Kaponim, so this Teretz is really saying the same like Rashi says, that there was no Tashmish B'Shulshul. But Rashi said it, Paradumedik, Rashi didn't give a legitimate reason why there's no Tashmish B'Shulshul. And then the Ri is saying there's no Tashmish B'Shulshul because it is a Rishus HaRabim. Shnei Batim V'Sholosh Chuvois Beineim. Perish bekunteris, she ain't lechuvois bailem. that the chuvois do not have any bailim, elo b'nei habatim ha'ele. Mashmid this savar, so therefore, since there's no other bailim, so therefore the chaloinis are mishtamish with the chuvis which are smuches lehem. Mashmid this savar, Rashi holds, the yesh lehem bailim, if the chuvis would have bailim, the oisrin oison habailim al b'nei habatim. So the bailim would answer on the b'nei habatim, because I'm taking out from my rishus into someone else's rishus. So tois vis afal gav de einen oisrim es a chotzer ves a movi she psuchim lehem. Vektach tois vis a dire that the bailam is not dor in the dire does not aser a chotzer in a movi. The kaimlon kab yudde de beis atev neino oisr. Bepilken ami paskini kereb shimedom a dire beloi bailam loishmo dire. So why does Rashi have to say? Why does Rashi have to say that it's speaking about that the chuve does not belong to anyone? Till it belongs to someone else, but since he's not living there, it's a chuve, so the mele doesn't answer. So tois vis Rashi holds mikomokim b'soicha miya osa letalto. Rashi holds that what dire beloi bailem. Loish modire, that is only to aser the chotzer. It won't aser the chotzer if I'm not living now in the bayis. But the bayis alone, the mokin dire, so there it asers, even though the bailim is not around. That sheet is Rashi. Ubesoif ador, pirish came behedi. Rashi says it bepemoli. Rabbi Dilma osi laafuki. The Gemara said, the Gemara speaking about the tnoyim, what mavoi is huter belechi v'kayre. So Rabbi Yechanan says, you don't need shteibatim, shteichatzeres, shteibatim psuchim l'soicham. You could have a chotza on one side and a chuba on the other side. And that will also create that the mavoi will be nitter belechi v'kayre. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, if the mavi is muta, then there's a big chiddush over here. That dilma, there'd be a mokim to be goyse. Dilma osi lafuki mani debatim lechube. He says, lechayre, if you're permitted to be metalful into the mavi, so you might take the mani, the kalim debatim, and you'll bring it into the chube. And the chiddush is you're not goyse. The chuve is a different reshus of the movi. Sheyesh lo bailim, it has an owner. Ube movi lo inishtatvo, sheyno yiseres, kedisan yilela inisers al mokim dire bilvat, taina mokim pite, mokim line. So the Mela, so Rashi says over there, the Gemara says over there, that if you have a movi, on one side is a chotza with a bayis, on the other side is a chuve, so memele, so it's muta belechi v'koire, that's number one. And number two, we are not goyza, they might carry out from the movoi, monim debatim, they'll take out from the movoi into the chulbe. And Rashi says that this chulbe is a problem. That even though the chulbe was not mishtatif with the bnei amovi, and it doesn't answer the bnei amovi because no one's living there, but one is not permitted to take into the chube. It's considered as this amokim dire legabi itself al koponim that I'm taking out from one rishus to the other rishus. So that's Rashi sheet. Vahode shirin in hochel ishtamish besomach loy. Af al gav. So memele. So if Rashi sheet is that one is not permitted, fully not a dor. It's still asels. So what did Rashi say? So therefore, the chubis belong to the bnei habatim. So if the chubis belong to the bnei habatim, so why do we have a problem? So we have a problem that the chuve that samuch to the chaloin on the right, it belongs also to the chaloin on the left. Vod shrine noch lishtamish besamuch loy afal gav shesh lechaveri kemoy kein chelik bo. Ein oyster alfe. Kimt ze gamle ze yesh khaylik bot, de shneim shut fun mishlashtem.
Wenn im Eisel im Zell und Zell, es ist Much im Kiewen, der Havel und Zell, das Mische bin Nachas, und Chavere bin Kosch. Heißt es, he doesn't answer, because that's Tash Mishav. Wenn im Eisel im Zell und Zell, es ist Much im Zell, das Mische bin Nachas, und Chavere bin Kosch. Und besteig Zuster Reus, der Seuf Pirkin, also le tachtoine, if you have two gzuster rois, nieva tachtoine en oljoine, and they made a machitza by the tachtoine, silku nafshayu me oljoine, vein oisren es oljoine, afo pish also oise bishutfis. There, the oljoine is permitted, that means like this, they're speaking about that the two gzuster rois, both of them have machitzas. And the gzuster oljoine, the machitza of the oljoine was made, to beshutvus with the tachtoine. And later the tachtoine made its own mechitze on the tachtoine. So it says, so each one uses its own gzustere. So lechayre, how could the oljoine use the gzustere? It is a gzustere of the tachtoine also. It was done beshutvus. So according to Rashi, the teretz is, if also the tachtoine, if the tachtoine made now a mechitze for the tachtoine, still could not have shame el yoine, so it's mesalik himself from the yoine, but ain't oisrin es el yoine, because it's mesalik himself, afo bisho so oisa bishutfus. V'yeshlam chelik bo, but that's a siluk, it's a siluk of shimush, but like this, it would ask, v'enir el ri lasis dire beloit bailem dire lachatzoy. The ri does not like this pshore. He says the Ri holds that dire beloy the Rashi holds dire beloy bailem is a dire that asels to go into the dire alone, but it doesn't asel the chotzer the lachatzim lesser tal to besech. So the Ri the hodam rinim is so my mail said the Ri is chaylik am Rashi. So my mail is a agamal could be speaking about that it belongs to someone else. But dire beloy bailem loishma dire. The hod amrinim b'soif ador dulma osel afuki moni debatim lechube. I Rashi lechel zanof in the Gemara. You see that you're not allowed to take out from the batim to the chube. So lechayre according to the ri a chube, no one's living there. So what's wrong with taking it out? Mayri bechube apsucha lebayis. The chube is pasuach lebayis. So therefore, I think this is mean. So we're afraid he might take it into the bayis, and the bayis you don't. Umayri, if there's a bias, so chayre, this mavoi has a bias on the other side also. Umayri, so is a bias pesuch letzad acher. The bias opens up to another mavoi. When rogabu mavoi zel, the kachin a mavoi nita belecha bekayre mishum bias, ela mishum chube. Umayri, shaper hoche bechube sheyeshlem bailem. Given the loy dairi bohu loy osri, since it's loy do bohu, so it doesn't answer.